I love these songs that express our desire for the Lord. Don't you love to tell Jesus that you just want him? You just need him. You want him. And I like that. But there's something even greater, and that is when we just think of how he longs for fellowship with us. As we said the other night at the communion service, I was quoting Brother John Munsinger, what great lengths, I can still see it from last year. Here's the communion spread, and here he's preaching. What great lengths the Lord went to have you for himself. How wonderful that is. Oh, the love that sought me. Oh, the blood that bought me. Oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Hallelujah. And we see that he seeks after us. Last night we're reading from Isaiah, and there it says God's people, God's city will be called sought out or sought after. The Lord searches his own, he seeks them out. He loves them and he longs for them. And after he has brought them to himself, he still longs for a closer fellowship, a deeper response and a sharing of that love. We heard about it as we came in tonight. Oh, love of God. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. The initiative was with him. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich, how pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure. Saints and angels' song. Think of it. The Lord brought you here. The Lord brought you to himself. The Lord went after you. He awakened you to his call and enabled you to respond, so far at least in measure, to that loving call. And now God is for us. Jesus, who bled and died for us, lives for us. We read he appears in the presence of God for us. Brother Paul played that too. What did he do? He died for you. Where is he now? Believe it thou, in heaven, interceding. Frances Havergal has it in one of her songs. Praying for his children in that blessed place, calling them to glory, sending them his grace. Well, that's a great description of what he's doing. Drawing us, calling us to enter in to his heart, to the holy place, the holiest of all, to experience what he has for us in his presence and in his fellowship. Eternal life begins below. It fills our hearts and souls, and we praise the Lord. Eternal life begun below now fills my heart and soul. I'll sing his praise forevermore, whose blood has made me whole. And so we are already, as we said the other day, we have already come to Mount Zion. We are already in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I love to hear the stories of people who have experiences with God. I had experience opportunity today to hear a couple things. One lady, I hope she won't mind. She's not even here. I know she won't mind. Sister Jean told me that she had left Jamaica and come to New York to seek fame and fortune. No, she didn't say that. She just had left her home in Jamaica, and she looked around for a church. And she didn't find one. She went to several places. And one day she was on her way to work, and she passed by the Williamsburg Church. She saw, oh, there's Williamsburg Pentecostal Church. Oh, look at that. The sign out front said, there's a meeting tonight. So after work, I'm going to go to that meeting. And she saw the time, and she slipped in, I think a little bit late, came right from work and slipped in to the meeting. And what were they singing? Well, they were singing a song of desire. Our desire for the Lord, our longing for Him. It was, oh, I want to see Him. Look upon His face. You know that song? There to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. They're singing that song. But you know what it was about that song? She walked in the church, they were singing it. That was the song that they had sung as she left Jamaica a while back, you know. She was her mother's a godly woman, and they were very active in the church. I believe her mother's a pastor, and there was the song that her mother had sung with her, or they had sung, I can't remember if it was in the church or together in the home, just when she was leaving Jamaica, when she was leaving home for New York. And of course, what does that mean? That strikes something in you, a chord in you, wouldn't it? What I sang with my mom a while back, I think it was quite a while back. Now I see this church and I walk in and they're singing. She said right away from that moment on, it wasn't just the song, of course, but that church has been my home all these years. And I found the Lord there and worshiped God with His people and grown in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior there. And that was precious to me to hear that little part of her testimony. I was speaking to another brother today, and it was such a joy to hear some of his experiences and how he's found the Lord, how he loves Jesus, and how Jesus loves him, and it was about how the Holy Spirit worked to reveal Christ. There was the awakening of the soul to the wonder of Jesus. And it was just such a precious thing to me to hear his testimony as he spoke of his experience, sought out, sought after. Jesus sought me, and we're seeking Him this summer. It's something that He's put into our hearts, in our church, and in the camp, to seek the Lord while He may be. There's nothing wrong with that. I hope we all know that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's in the Bible. We're called upon to do that. Yes, and we're called to seek while He may be found, and call upon Him while He is near. And we're promised that He rewards the diligent seeker. But in all our seeking, we understand, and it makes it so much easier to seek the Lord. We're almost compelled to do it when we gain that understanding and appreciation by the illumination and revelation of the Holy Spirit, that greater than our seeking, and behind it all, He's seeking us. He's seeking us. His love compels Him, compelled Him to seek us. Seek after your heart. Hallelujah. That's such a marvelous thing. I hope that means something special to you. You're special to God. He wants you, your heart, your love, your longing, your desire. But His desire is towards me. We love Him because He first loved us. Sometimes you feel like your love for the Lord is nice and warm, right? It's fervent. Kind of burning. That's what it should be. A flame burning brightly on the altar of our hearts. But then you stop and you think and say, where did that come from? You know what? your love for the Lord, I don't know exactly how to express this, but it's like a little piece, your personal portion of His tremendous, unfathomable, unspeakable love for us. That's what it is. It's a response that He's worked in our hearts. Even as bright as it may be burning tonight, as high as that flame might ascend, as fervent as you might feel, or as zealous as you appear to be, it's still just a response. It's just something that He's worked in you because He is so wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? I heard a lady in our church say, I won't mention her name because she's here tonight, there are lots of songs about loving Jesus. And again, that's fine. I love Jesus and you love Jesus. Don't you love Jesus? Do you see that? He loves Jesus. But I bet he would say this, I love Jesus, but I want to love Him more. Yes. And I don't bet, I'm sure of it. And let's see, the lady in my church, got to get back to that. She said there are songs about loving Jesus, and they're good songs. They stir our hearts. They draw us. But I also like the songs that tell of His love for me. There's something great, like, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Amazing love. How can it be that Thou, my God, shouldst die for me? I am so glad that Jesus loves me. He loves even me. I am so glad. When I get to see Him, oh, if there's only one song I can sing. When in His beauty I see the great King, this shall my song through eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we do love Him in return. We sink into the ocean of His love. Had a song in our German meeting. It's by Gerhard Terstegen. And it says, instead of thinking about myself, this is just one of the lines, I'm going to sink into the ocean of His love. Oh, His wonderful love for me. Let's sing. You know, one of the great manifestations of His love is that He came. He came way down. Our God, Wesley has it, our God contracted to a span, incomprehensibly made man. But why did He come? He came to be our Savior. He came to bring us to God, right into the heart of God. He came to save us from our sins. He came to forgive us and to cleanse us and to free us and to indwell us and to bring us all the way through to glory. Hallelujah. So He came for us. But the great manifestation of His love is that, according to the Apostle John, He gave His life for us. He laid down His life for you. How we praise and thank Him for that. And there's a song in those white songbooks that says, wonderful love of my Savior, deep as the sea, so boundless and free, His wonderful love for me. 61. Wonderful love of my Savior, gift of the Father above. When Jesus died to redeem me, saved by His wonderful love. sinner like me. Here, please. Once I heard myself on a tape. I don't like that at all. I don't like hearing myself or anybody else hearing me on a tape. But anyway, it didn't sound that bad because she was singing with me. And it was this song. And I played it again. It was in the car. I was driving, maybe up here. I played it again and I played it again and I sang with it, not loud enough to drown you out. Sing the third verse with me. Okay. And I have something else. We're all joining on the chorus, okay? All of my love I will give him, ever to him I shall cling, telling the world of his goodness, gladly his praises I'll sing. Love, love, his wonderful love, coming from heaven above, deep as the sea, so boundless and free, his wonderful. Let's all sing that third verse with Susan. All of my love I will give. Sing that chorus again, and then let's praise the Lord for his love. Love, love, his wonderful love, coming from heaven above, deep as the sea, so boundless and better than life. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, hallelujah. 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 Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands in your name. I lift them up, Lord. I praise you. My hands lifted up as the evening sacrifice. You crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh, we worship you. We sing praise for your mighty love, Lord. Beyond all measure you love, Lord. We cannot fathom it, but we can rejoice. And we can thank and we can sink into this ocean, Lord, and worship and adore you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 I lift up my hands in your name, Lord, and worship your loving kindness, infinitely gracious, infinite love, infinite beauty, Lord, is found in you. Hallelujah.
Confiding, for nothing changes here. The storm may roar without me, my heart may low be laid, but God is round about me, and can I be dismayed? Wherever he may guide me, no want shall turn me back. My shepherd is beside me, and nothing can I lack. His wisdom ever waketh, his eyes are never dim. He knows the way he taketh, and I will walk with him. Green pastures are before me, which yet I have not seen. Bright skies will soon be o'er me, where darkest clouds have been. My hope I cannot measure, my path to life is free. My Savior has my treasure, and he